I'm Todd Hatton. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Front Page AM, bringing you the latest from around our Four Rivers region each Friday morning at 8:35. You can hear more on Front Page PM this evening at 6:30 after Marketplace, as well as our hour-long Front Page Sunday at 9 a.m. Constables in Kentucky have been around for over 160 years, but however necessary the county-level job may have been in 1850, some lawmakers today believe it's no longer relevant. Others maintain constables free up law enforcement for more pressing work and provide an additional set of eyes and ears for police and sheriff's departments. Now Senate Bill 30 is under consideration in Frankfort. The measure would allow counties more latitude to decide what constables do. SB 30 began life, however, as a constitutional amendment that would have abolished the office. I spoke with Callaway County Constable Tim Stone to find out more about what he and his colleagues do, how they're funded, and what the future may hold for them if SB 30 becomes law. Can you give us an overview of the Office of Constable in Kentucky? What do they do, for example, here in Callaway County?
Well, mostly in Callaway County, mostly to serve papers for lawyers, and of course I patrol a little bit.
As you know, the state Senate is considering SB 30, which would allow counties to define what the constables do, but it was first a constitutional amendment that would have done away with the office altogether. And supporters of this amendment say that constables are unnecessary these days. How important would you say they are?
I believe they're still real important. Like I said, they do help the sheriff's department serve papers. Now, I know some constables don't have as good a relationship as we do with our sheriff and the judge, but I do know they still do a service for the community. And, you know, we patrol, you know, if we do, we have a problem, we call the sheriff's department. And we're just an extra set of eyes out there, you know, for the community.
Well, if SB 30 passes and Governor Beshear signs it into law, do you have any indication at this point how your office may change?
Well, the way I'm reading the way the Senate bill is right now is it probably won't affect me till the end of the term, you know, unless I decide to run again. And it depends on what the county does. The county may leave it alone, or they may decide to adjust the powers of that office.
Could you talk a little bit about how your office is funded?
We're not funded at all. We don't receive any taxpayer fund. If we do decide to serve papers, then we get paid for that through the lawyer's office or whoever, you know, asks us to serve it.
I know you said that you don't have a whole lot of contact with your fellow constables, but have you heard anything from them about SB 30?
Yes, I am a member of the Kentucky Constable Association. I've been in touch with them through emails and stuff, and I do know they went up and talked to the committee.
Tim Stone is Callaway County Constable. Mr. Stone, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.